This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Anne Lenihan. Anne, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Henrik.
Anne, how are you involved with digital asset management?
At Elsevier, I'm currently the product owner for our digital asset management system, and I was also involved in creating the business case for the DAM, reintroduce it to Elsevier, and ensure that not only through the business case, but also through the implementation phase at Elsevier.
And how does a provider of science and health information use digital asset management?
It's a great question. When you think about science or health information, you don't necessarily think about all of the types of rich media and video and audio materials that are part of not only just a diagnosis part of medical information, but also in the learning and also in the patient information. The way that we use digital assets at Elsevier is they are part of every product we produce. Every book, every journal, and every online product that we have has images, videos, audio files, Google Map files or map files. We have special 3D and interactive images. We have interactive questions and case studies, all of which have a lot of rich media as part and parcel of those content pieces. And those are all digital assets that we want to store and manage and potentially recompile and reuse in future products. So it's really at the core of our content information. It is as big of a part of our content flow as the text content has always been.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with DAM?
I think one of the most difficult things with the digital assets and how we manage them through a DAM is really understanding the workflows that are involved in creating the assets and how they can fit together in an end-to-end workflow for production pieces. I think that's probably the biggest challenge. The way that we view creating, say, images or videos are viewed as very much separate work streams, where in fact, there are very frequently work streams that all flow together or workflows that flow together and are connected in a way. And actually, having a DAM enables us to view those work streams and workflows in a much more contiguous manner and helps us to improve our processes for creating rich media assets that are then part of the DAM. I think this has been one of the biggest challenges that we've seen within my company, but that's also a common thing within other companies, is that certain parts of the workflows are not always identified as having the potential to be part of working with a digital asset management system. But it's actually a very good way to manage assets coming into the company from our author base. It's a great way to manage distributing those assets for improvements or for transformation to our vendors. Digital asset management system is a very helpful way for us to review those assets, to view them in situ and the way that they're going to be used in our content products, and then to also distribute those assets down the road to our product platforms and also as part of our compiled objects, be they books or journals, online content, ebooks, whatever the output is. That's a great success is actually seeing how the DAM can be in context. But the biggest challenge is really helping people to understand how those workflows can fit together.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think one of the most important things to understand is actually how the assets are used in a company and what the importance of those assets are. This was a big change for us at Elsevier. We had always viewed rich media assets as somewhat secondary or a secondary part of our content pieces. And it was only when we really started to think about video assets and image assets and all other kinds of rich media assets as being core and central to our content pieces that we started to really look at DAM as being a way to manage those content pieces. So one important thing for an aspiring DAM professional is to really understand the business that they're looking at and what the content pieces are that go into it and how those content pieces, be they digital assets, how are they working together and what is the overall picture and the overall view or the overall importance of digital assets to that company. As those assets become more important and as the record or the management or the potentially the reuse becomes more important, that will be something very important to understand and to translate to, particularly to senior management, in supporting and funding origination of a DAM system. I think the other thing that I would really recommend for aspiring DAM professionals is to understand a lot about metadata and taxonomies and how they work together to support the assets that you're creating, storing, and managing in a digital asset management system. I can't overemphasize this enough. So this was really a core part of our mature view of digital assets within Elsevier, is that we had established a really good taxonomy that we are using as part of a process we call smart content across our product assets and platforms. We were using this taxonomy to tag our content and manage it to improve the search and discovery of the assets and content that we had on our platforms. One of the outgrowths of the smart content program was really to understand that rich media assets were being searched and were being used. And that actually translated to, how do we use the taxonomy? What a taxonomy is, how it could be used in your particular industry, and the importance of how that can be used to enable search and discovery and reuse of the assets in your DAM.
Well, thanks, Anne.
Sure.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.